Woke Economists Demand Professor Resign from Journal for Criticizing Defund the Police. By Joel B. Polak on June 10, 2020. A group of left-wing economists is demanding that Professor Harold Ulig of the University of Chicago be forced to resign as editor of the Journal of Political Economy because he criticized left-wing proposals to defund the police. Ironically, Ulig has supported the Black Lives Matter cause as legitimate, while criticizing looting and violence. Ulig tweeted Monday that the Black Lives Matter movement had torpedoed itself with its defund the police demand. In response, a petition is being circulated, addressed to the co-editors of the Journal of Political Economy and director of the University of Chicago Press, demanding that Ulig be made to resign for trivializing the movement. "We, the undersigned, call for the resignation of Harold Ulig, the Bruce Allen and Barbara Ritson Fuller Professor in Economics at the University of Chicago, as the lead editor of the Journal of Political Economy." Professor Ulig's comments published on his blog and Twitter posts dated June 8, trivializing the Black Lives Matter (BLM) movement and drawing parallels between the BLM movement and the Ku Klux Klan, are outrageous and unacceptable. They hurt and marginalize people of color and their allies in the economics profession, call into question his impartiality in assessing academic work on this and related topics, and damage the standing of the economics discipline in society. "We do not question the right of Professor Ulig to make such comments, but we are strongly opposed to him holding a position of power as the editor of a prominent journal in our discipline." The reference to the Ku Klux Klan has to do with an argument Ulig made in 2017 during the debate over football players kneeling in protest during the nation anthem, pointing out that journalists' support for the free speech of the players was not actually about support for the principle of free speech in general, but about anti-Trumpism. Ulig apologized on Twitter for not choosing words and comparisons wisely, but that did not satisfy critics. Prominent economists, including the New York Times' Paul Krugman, who had to apologize last week for falsely accusing the Bureau of Labor Statistics of succumbing to bullying by the administration, have joined the attack. Last week, Ulig criticized the rioting and looting that accompanied Black Lives Matter protests, tweeting that while the George Floyd protests had a legit cause, the violence and looting discredits the peaceful protests. Ulig later tweeted more directly against looting and criticized CNN hosts who had defended violent protests. Then, last Thursday, Ulig criticized the efforts of minority business owners to save their stores from looting by putting up notices identifying their premises as Black-owned, noting that doing so essentially reinforced racism. Ulig later added that he supported the Black Lives Matter protests, but wanted them to be organized and orderly. "The Black Lives Matter protests have given fuel to cancel culture, with dissidents being forced to retract or apologize for their views, and often losing their jobs and their personal security as a result of public pressure campaigns." Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.